This is now my second letter to you. I have written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles. First of all, you must understand that in the last days scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. And they will say, "Where is this coming he promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of the creation." But they deliberately forgot that long ago, God's word, the heavens existed, that by God's word the heavens existed and the earth was formed out of water and by water. By these waters also the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and the destruction of ungodly men. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. The Lord is not slow. Wait, do not, no, I'm sorry, I jumped ahead. Now listen to the way he puts this. Really, and I don't think a lot of people really hear this, what it's saying. Do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years are like a day. All right, now let's look at that. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. Now, if he just wanted to be unspecific and put a general amount of time, he could have said just once, a day with God is as 1,000 years. You know? And then people would have room in that to say, well, he's not saying a day with God is actually 1,000 years in creation. He's saying, you know, that's figurative of just a long time. They could maybe get away with that. But look how it's repeated. A day with God is 1,000 years, and our 1,000 years are as a day. Now, we would not have this meaning, a day with God is like 1,000 years. Right, exactly. And 1,000 years are like today. As it is to one, it is to the other. As 1,000 years is like a day is like 1,000 years. It's both ways. So don't forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Now let's take that. If a day is 1,000 years to God and 1,000 years is a day, then it's not the Lord's slow, but it is quick because it's in a matter of days. It's not that the Lord is slow, it is quick, it's a matter of days. And we're in the last days. What did he say before this? Now, go back. First of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come. Now, if a day with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are a day, Peter's being specific. The last days started when Jesus started calling them the last days. And that specifically meant 3,000 years. Where is the coming he promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of the creation. So Peter is answering the question, why isn't it coming suddenly like we expected it? Peter's telling him, look, you don't understand that it is fast from God's point of view. But from your point of view, it's slow. And so he's telling God is not slow. Because they're saying, where is the promise he promised? But they deliberately forgot that long ago by God's word, the heavens existed and the worm was formed out of water, and by these waters also the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. By the same word that did that, This present heaven and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day. The day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. What day are we talking about? We're talking about that thousand-year day. You don't think Peter understands it? Look what he said. That day of judgment, of the destruction of ungodly men. That is that thousand-year day. But don't forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day. The Lord isn't slow in keeping his promise. A couple of days is fast. It's just as God's days. As some understand slowness. Get it now? As some understand slowness. You're looking at it from your point of view as a man. No, we were always to look at this from God's point of view. He is patient with you, not wanting any one of you to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. It's going to come upon them suddenly when they're not expecting it. The heavens will disappear with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. When? That day of judgment he already talked about. That day of judgment is reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and the destruction of ungodly men. So since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God. Now again, he's talking about the day of God. When is the day of God? The day of God is not in that moment when he's speaking or expecting it any minute. The day of God is not when Jesus returns. Well, that's the beginning of it. That's the beginning of it. The destruction that happens in the day of God, though, occurs at the end of it, when heaven and earth disappear and are dissolved. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. The day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping in his promise, we're looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. So when we compare that to 20 and 21, what happens? When we see the great white throne judgment, heaven and earth flee from his presence. Chapter 21, after the great white throne judgment, at the end of that thousand-year day, the reign of Christ, at the end of that day of the Lord, we see a new heaven and a new earth, and this is what Peter's speaking of. Now, compare the way he said it, using that thousand years, and compare with the fact that Christ will rule with a thousand years, and this is exactly what he's referring to, and anybody who wants to twist that does so at their own peril of twisting the Scripture. It's very plain. It's not just very plain, it's exceedingly plain. So all these people who are saying that Peter and all of them expected it to happen in their lifetime, Peter just told you there, right there, that he knew a day to God is like a thousand years, and the thousand years are like a day. And don't count that as slowness. It's pretty fast to God. That's just how you understand slowness. Don't count that as slowness. That what you think is slowness is actually God's mercy, so that none should perish. But just remember that this is reserved. This heaven and earth are reserved for that day of fire, that day of judgment, the day of the Lord. And it is a thousand years long. And we see from the way where John places the destruction of this heaven and earth, what Peter's talking about at the end of that thousand-year reign of Christ. Then we see a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. It's not hard. The thousand-year day, the reign of Christ upon the earth.